Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Taking a look back at today's game with Falcons Flyover with Thomas Mott.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Falcons Flyover, 1 hour to go. Nick Cale will follow us. He'll be live until 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast. We're going to get to your phone calls in a second. First, though, it's the fourth quarter of every major game right now in the 1 o'clock kickoff hour. They call it the witching hour right now. Crazy stuff is happening. Here's your update. The Panthers and Bengals are going to overtime. As the Bengals missed a 50-yard field goal, they then gave the ball to the Packers, who got into field goal range. Mason Crosby missed a field goal. That one just kicked off in overtime. We'll keep you an update on Packers-Bengals battle of the 3-1 teams. Denver has come back. They have the football but need a drive. They're down 27-19, two-minute warning in Pittsburgh. The Bucs are going to beat the Dolphins. They're going to win that one 45-17. The Saints have the football and a five-point lead against the Washington football team, 27-22. A lot of time left, 5:36 to go in that one. Eagles have scored. They've gotten a two-point conversion. They are beating the Carolina Panthers. Take that, that Panther phone call from earlier today. That's for you, buddy. Eagles 21, Panthers 18, as Sam Darnold and the company, I don't want to jinx it, though. It's a little early. Let's hope for a Panther loss here. 2:38 to go. Carolina has the football at their own 25. The Titans are going to beat the Jaguars. 2 minutes to go in that game. It's 31-19. And the Patriots are going to, I believe, win this game. There's a penalty in the field right now. They came all the way back. They're going to beat the Texans. That one is 25-22 as the game is officially over. There you go. So Mac Jones gets his second win of the year. The Texans had a chance. They blew it. A lot of crazy things happening right now. We're keeping an eye on the Saints, who are up 5, the Eagles, who are up 3, and the Packers-Bengal game that is tied right now. Those are your three closest games during the fourth quarter. I got Red Zone on my other computer screen, keeping an eye on it right now as, oh my gosh, crazy things are happening in the NFL. Now we go back to our Falcons. The Falcons flyover, not the NFL flyover here. Want to hear from you guys. Keep calling in. We got more phone calls waiting. Dylan, put the next guy on.
All right, I got Mel from Southwest Atlanta is up
Mel,
next.
Mel, what's up, Mel?
You know what? It's been a while since I got a chance to talk to
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with the Falcons. Now, if the Falcons play out of town like they did today, across, you know, another country, they'll win. But it's a curse. There's a curse on the Falcons.
Okay.
And Arthur Blank buying that area where that church would be. I'm just going to make it plain, man. It's a curse. The Falcons not going to never win what Mercedes-Benz is built on. I'm telling you. Now, they'll win. If Arthur Blank would have built that stadium somewhere else, they'd probably have success.
Yeah, that's got to be it. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that's what I should have started the show with. Instead of talking about the Falcons' big win today, I should have started about how Mercedes-Benz Stadium is cursed because they built it in the wrong place. Therefore, the Falcons are never going to be able to win. How about that? Always fun whenever Mel calls in. Hey, you know, listen, Mel makes a good point. They are 1-0 when playing in London. So maybe they should move the team to London according to Mel. I don't know. You never know what you're going to get here, guys. I tell you, you never know what you're going to get on a Falcons flyover. Let's get to another phone call. Hopefully he's not worried about where the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is built here in downtown Atlanta. Give me somebody else.
All right, we got Javon calling from Lithonia.
Javon in Lithonia, what's up, man?
Hey, I have a quick question. First off, that church they got like $20 million. And I was actually on the location with that new church this past week because they had an event there. Trust me, that church made out very well. So I wish Arthur Blank would come to try to build something where, you know, where I live, because I would gladly
yes.
take it. But what do the Falcons do well? Like, you know, people always like to crap on the one area where this team is strongest is the quarterback, because they don't do anything else well anywhere else. Now, the issue is, yes, you are rebuilding around, you know, rebuilding around an aging star, but that's not his fault. That's Dimitrov's fault, because, you know, Arthur Blake kept bringing them fools back. So, you know, the rebuild should have been years ago. So none of this is Matt's fault. You place this on Arthur Blake's fault, because apparently they don't know how to run a doggone franchise.
I think that's well said. I think that asking what the Falcons do well and then pointing out that Matt Ryan's the only thing that does well is extremely well said overall, because as you look at this football team, they don't do a lot of things well. Let me just say this. Pause. Timeout. Remember, if you just joined us, we had a Panther caller call in and tell us the Falcons stink and the Panthers are great. Well, I'm watching the Eagle-Panther game right now. Sam Darnold just threw his third pick, and the Panthers might lose this game, okay? I'm very much an Eagle fan today, rooting for the Panthers, because we had that darn Panther caller break into our show earlier. Well, Sam Darnold just threw a pick, buddy. I hope he's listening. I hope he's upset. We just want to throw that out there right now. Another pick of Sam Darnold. How about that? I think all of us in the Falcon Flyer today are Eagle fans. Okay, time back in. Back to the Falcons. They don't do anything else well besides Matt Ryan, but they're starting to do other things pretty decently. They're protecting the passer a lot better than they did early on. They're running the football a lot better than they have the past couple of seasons. And it seems like they're starting to utilize their talent, even though they were without their top two receivers today, still utilize their talent more than they've done in the past. The offense, to me, is starting to look like Matt Ryan plus some good players versus, as it's been the past couple of years, just Matt Ryan and then maybe Julio Jones if he's ever been healthy. Julio Jones out again today, by the way. If the defense could just start doing things mediocre, this team can start to really rattle off some wins here. Now, they should have won three in a row. They didn't. It's two out of the last three. But I think we're on to something after this win today, even though it was just the Jets. They play the Dolphins next week. The Dolphins are not a good team. Like, the Dolphins' defense was supposed to be their bright spot this year. Like, forget it, the whole Tua Tagovailoa stuff. The Dolphins' defense was supposed to be great. It's not been great this year. I think that's another winnable football game down there in Miami here in 2 weeks. Give me another phone caller.
Okay, I'm sorry, but before I give you another phone call, this Cincinnati Green Bay game is
crazy. I just saw that.
Mason Crosby missed another field goal.
Oh my goodness. 40-yarder in overtime. It's Jeez. Crazy. Normally, I'm on right now during the 4 o'clock games, but the 4 o'clock games are just starting. The fact that we're on right now while we're watching the Red Zone channel with all the games in the fourth quarter, it's nuts.
It
and Mason Crosby
nuts.
Just blew that for the Packers. So it looks like Joey Burrow's going to get the ball back.
He's going to get the ball. We'll see if they can win it again. But all
right. That's a good one.
Back to the college show. We got Lewis calling from Atlanta.
Lewis, talk to me, buddy.
Hello?
Lewis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Talk to me.
Okay, you got me?
I got you.
Okay, cool. One thing that I want to say is that I'm with you and a few other callers that Matt Ryan is a great quarterback. You know, I'm not going to take a lot of things from him, but let's say that the year that we went to the Super Bowl, Shanahan, okay, I don't know what was going on with him, because we could have kicked the field goal and won that game. Now, Matt Ryan does not call all these plays. I question that because of the fact that he is the quarterback and the top paid notch on the team. But I would have pulled that play down, and just stayed right there at the 20-yard line. However, you know, we criticize him when we don't even know that he is not the one that's calling all the plays. You know, he has what they say. And sometimes they make bad mistakes. Dan Quinn made the worst mistake the last 3 minutes of the game, and that's Super Bowl. That's why we don't have a trophy right now. One thing is, back in the day, Joe Montana, Steve Young, we did and we still do, right now, need to have a quarterback in the line. I don't care who it is, just as long as it's good. In line, and as you stated early on, next year we'll probably draft a quarterback to be under Matt Ryan's wings and get familiar with the organization. You know, that is something that needs to be in the play. I mean, and the caller before, somewhat is right, because if you take a look at the starting pitcher on any baseball team, he gets messed up out there, what are they going to do? They're going to the bullpen. And when they go to the bullpen, that may enhance that pitcher to straighten up those strikes and make the game worth playing. You know, and I think that if we do get another quarterback, or should have gotten one this year, as you and so many others have stated, Justin Fields, if we would have pulled him in there, he would have been under our wings, under Matt Ryan's wing, and under the system, which I think that we should have gotten. You know, but it is what it is. But then the caller is correct. You put somebody out there, or know that somebody can take your place, hey, it's just like the baseball game, you know, you're going to start straightening up and do right. But then again, not all Matt Ryan's fault. You know, I love the guy, and yes, he has an excellent career status here in Atlanta. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a great day.
I appreciate the phone call. There were a lot of thoughts there. You know what? I'm going to take this time, because he mentioned baseball, to mention the Braves winning last night, just because we need to. I mean, there was I don't know what else to say to that phone call. There was a lot going on there. Shout out to the Braves. How about Max Fried? You got to get the dub last night. It's a Falcon Flyover, but still, come on. The Braves are in the postseason. 1-1. Game 3 will take place tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Truist Park. We've got time for one or two more phone calls in this segment. Give me someone else.
All right. Next up, we will go to Michael. He's calling from Augusta.
Michael in Augusta. What is up, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just absolutely love your radio station, man. I just want to say, Matt Ryan, he just absolutely amazed me how he just totally sucks eggs on the football field. You know, the Falcons are trash. Go Panthers. Woohoo!
Is that the Panther fan again? That was a different Panther fan. We have multiple
that
Panther
had to be
fans
a that was a different
right
Panther
now.
Fan, yeah.
Yeah, guess what? Your Panthers are losing. They're losing. They're going to lose this game. What is going on today? How many Panther fans live in Atlanta? I know that Charlotte's like 4 hours away. Go Panthers. Okay, well, guess what? Your Panthers are, again, do I have to do this whole thing again? You're losing to Philadelphia. You're going to lose to Philadelphia. They're up 3, and the Eagles have the football inside the red zone. Sam Darnold's thrown 3 picks today, and the Panthers' 3 wins came against garbage teams. Like, what is going on today? We never get annoying Saints fans. We never get annoying Buck fans on the Falcon Flyover. It's always annoying Carolina Panther fans. Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is not Dylan's fault, by the way, because Dylan asked them what they want to talk about. And if they just lie and say, I want to talk about the Falcons, then they come on, they talk about the Panthers. There's nothing we can do about that. So, you know what? The Panthers are going to lose this football game. So, I don't know what we're talking about today, because one team has won a game. Another team has lost a game. By the way, before we go to break, the Bengals just missed a kick in overtime to win it. So, there have now been 2 missed kicks in overtime. No one wants to actually win that game, as the Bengals and Packers are still going to play with 4 minutes to go. Crazy day. What a crazy day. I'm very impartial to the Panthers. I don't hate them like I do the Saints. But I'm starting to really dislike the Panthers today, with all these Panther fans calling in, wanting to talk trash, but even though their team is pretty garbage right now against a very bad Eagle team. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll take some more phone calls. Keep the conversation going here as the Falcon Flyover rolls on. I appreciate all the true Falcon fans calling in today, though. These Panther fans, man, it's a crazy day. It's a crazy day. Back in a flash here, back in 6 minutes. Keep the phone lines open, 404-741-0929. See you.
Step right up and don't be shy. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the final snap of the game, and the ball game is over.
Talking about today's game here
on the Falcons Flyover
with Thomas Mott.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Falcons Flyover. We're almost done. It's been a long day because, of course, we're going to come on a little bit earlier due to the fact the Falcons played over there in London. Here's the deal on the lineup. Nick Cale's going to come on at 5 p.m. He'll be live from 5 till 7:30. A lot more Falcon breakdown on that show. And then, of course, it handed off to Sunday Night Football, which you always hear on 92.9 via the Westwood One Radio Network. That one is going to go ahead and be, I believe, it's Buffalo at Kansas City. Going to be a lot of fun on that one. We've been watching the Panther game all day long because Panther fans want to call in and troll us. For some reason, they want to say the Panthers are really great. The Panthers have officially lost. They have blown it against an Eagle team that turned the football over 3 times. Jalen Hurts had 198 yards through the air, no passing touchdowns. And they still beat Carolina. Carolina's the worst 3-2 football team. They were the worst 3-1 football team going into today. They're by far the worst 3-2 football team in the National Football League. Unfortunately, the Saints won. They got a late Jameis Winston touchdown. He threw 4 of them today. They win 33-22 over the Washington football team. The Steelers have officially won, and the Bengals are still not done yet against the Packers in overtime. 2:09 to go. They're reviewing a would-be first down by the Packers to put them in a field goal range. We'll keep an eye on that one here a little bit later on. All right, are we good to go on some more calls? Dylan, what's the situation right now?
Hey, we are good to go on some more calls, and guess what? First up, we got our guy EJ calling from Covington.
EJ, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? Love the show. Look, man, first of all, let's give props to the offensive line. I mean, yes, you know, that Jets front put Tannehill on his back 7 times last week. Matt stayed clean. And we've seen when Matt stays clean, man, I mean, he'll slice you up. Number two, man, Matt Ryan. Can we kill the Matt Ryan? We need another quarterback talk, right? Oh, we need a mobile quarterback. Well, Tom Brady's not a mobile quarterback, and he's killing it in this era of the mobile quarterback. So, you know, until you can counter that argument, I mean, you just really don't have a leg to stand on with replace Matt Ryan with the quote-unquote mobile quarterback. Matt Ryan's mobile enough to buy time and get the ball down the field. I'm really excited about the future. It seems like Matt's getting comfortable in the system. And I don't know, man. You know, it's a long season. We started out 5-0 a few years back and ended the season like 500. So, I mean, you just never know. Thanks for the time, bro.
No, I think that that's well said. I think that that's a very level-headed answer, right? You just never know. But Matt Ryan is getting comfortable right now in the system. And that was what we were kind of given when we hired Arthur Smith, right? The question really when we hired Arthur Smith was this. Can Arthur Smith be the offensive wizard that he was, an offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans? Can he do it without Derrick Henry and do it with a different, really, set of offensive skill players, now with a great tight end, no longer with a great running back, Matt Ryan versus Ryan Tannehill? And honestly, through the first couple of weeks, I was a little worried. And I know that I wasn't necessarily like panic button level, but it was like, okay, a couple of play calling mistakes here, really wondering why they're doing this and not doing that. Where's the motion? Where's Kyle Pitts? I feel like he's starting to figure things out. I said earlier, the fact that they were able to have a bye week early, I think bodes well for the Falcons, because now Arthur Smith's going to have back-to-back weeks where he can really sit down, well, at least a full week off, but really, you know, 2 weeks here, have a full week off to look at what's worked over the past couple of weeks and look at what hasn't worked. Because even though they won today, there were still issues. Yes, there's still some problems. Yes. And they've had more losses than wins. Therefore, everything's not going, you know, swimmingly. But at the same time, I do think the offense is trending in the right direction. I think defensively, you're going to get an up and down defense all year long. You have a defense like you saw against the Giants and today sometimes, and then a defense like you saw against the Eagles and the Washington football team and the Bucks other times. So I think the defense is never going to be, you know, solidified as good or bad. I think the offense is trending in a good direction and going in the right direction. I'm very excited about that overall. Okay, next phone call. Who do we have?
Next up, we got another one of our favorite Falcons fans. We got Allison calling from Atlanta.
Allison, I was waiting for you to call in today. How are you?
Hi, darling. I'm doing swimmingly well, thank God. I think the class action lawsuit's on hold. Okay? But what I want to see is consistency. All right? So what I don't, you know, I enjoyed how they used both tight ends today. If I don't see that again until week 12, then I'm going to have a problem. So I want to see consistency on the offense and how we're using people, how the players are being used. That's what I want to see. Because to me, that means, okay, people are buying in, people understand the offense, people understand the assignment, as the kids say. So that's what I'm looking for going forward is consistency and making sure that that if you're going to pay Hayden Hurst free agent money, that you use Hayden Hurst. Okay, and use both tight ends like you've been using. And Cordarrelle Patterson and Mike Davis really and truly are becoming a great 1-2 combination in terms of running the ball, receiving the ball out of the backfield. Just use it, even using Patterson as a Swiss Army knife, I think is a great thing to do. But that's what I got to see. I got to see consistency from the offense. The defense did play better, but that 2-minute drive that the Jets went on to kick that field goal, you know, except for that sack that really pushed them back, you know, who knows how that game would have come out. But you know what? I say we take the win, but again, I want to see consistency, and I just want to see better play calling. And I'm glad to see that Arthur Smith has some self-awareness about the mistakes he made last week and said, I don't want to do that this week. So I'm happy to hear that.
I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of the two tight end looks. Like, that was a huge selling point this offseason. It was like, well, I mean, who's going to stop Pitts and Hurst? Like, when they're both in the football field, how are you going to stop them? And finally, 5 weeks in, you got to see a little Hayden Hurst and Kyle Pitts.
Right. And then think about this. You know, once Calvin gets healthy, once Gage gets healthy, hopefully that's, you know, that's when defense has to think, okay, now what are we going on? Who are we covering here? So, again, I'm just praying that people get healthy and we see consistency and play calling from the offense. We, you know, like you said, all we can do is pray that the defense is mediocre.
I agree. And I appreciate the phone call there. Have a great rest of your day. I think you nailed it on the head. If the defense is mediocre, if the offense has scored 30 points each of the last 2 weeks. Well, I mean, 27 today. Come on. It should have been 30 points. If they can give you 30 points a game, this defense can then hold them to 28, 27, 21, whatever it is. You're going to win a lot of football games. Like, that just numbers work that way. I think Arthur Smith is settling in. I think he's starting to figure things out. I like it. I think we have more phone callers as well as we're getting towards the end. We got to get these phone callers in quickly. Who's up next, Dylan?
All right. Up next, we got our guy, Zach from Grayson.
Zach, what's up?
Hey, man. How's it going? So, real quick, first off, she knocked out the park. She took back all my thunder, but I do want to talk about the defense. The defensive inconsistency is becoming that's starting to grind my gears a little bit. I know Dean Pease is supposed to be a defensive guru, and he can scheme a paper bag into a Mercedes. But right now, all I'm seeing is a paper bag. And it's getting worse on special teams. Our special teams are starting to become real suspect. And I know that's an under-talked about thing in football right now, but special teams is how you start your field position. It's how you end drives if you need to do a field goal. It's how you punt the ball and put yourself in a good position. And right now, our special teams are real shaky, and our defense just can't find their way forward. And I don't know what's going on with them, but I hope the bye week gives them a chance to really kind of lock in and maybe get some pieces figured out. Because if not, it's going to be a long season. We can score 400 points, but the other team scores 401, we lose games. And, you know, that's been the story of the Falcons the last maybe two seasons. Our defense just gives up just that extra touchdown when they shouldn't. And watching the Jets game, I can't think of any Falcons fan who watches game today and you know, early in the morning with their breakfast and start watching, you know, the Jets put up points and not think to themselves, here we go again. It's coming. And, you know, Matt Ryan is doing what he can do with 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions the last 2 games. I mean, that's great. But to one of the callers' point, you got a backup in Josh Rosen who was a first-round pick. You got backups. You got talent at the quarterback level. It's the defense where if you're not getting that talent and not getting that depth, we're just out and get games in. And so that's all I had to say about that. And good win. Go Falcons. Oh, yeah, Carolina. Your boy, me. I'm from Carolina originally. Mm-hmm. My family lives up there. And from Lexington, Carolina, shout out to the barbecue. But if you are a Carolina fan and you hating on the Falcons, yo, get lost. Only thing you pounding is something we can't see on the air. So get
out of here. Right. That's right. I totally agree, man. The fact that we had so many Carolina Panther fans calling today and then they lost to the Eagles in like super soury, sad fashion just made my day. I mean, I had a rough weekend, not been a great weekend for old Tommy Mott. The fact that the Eagles beat the Panthers and the Falcons won and the Carolina Panther fans were calling in, talking a little crap beforehand, man, that makes it a lot better. At least makes the Sunday a little more salvageable. What a beautiful Sunday here in the ATL. All right, a couple more callers here, and then we're going to get into a break, and then we'll come back and do the Dave Walker interview a little bit earlier on. Who we got up next?
Up next, we got our guy Rodney from Stone Mountain.
Rodney, you got about 30 seconds to 90 seconds. Got to squeeze in a couple callers here.
Got a couple of things. I'm a Giants fan. You got Matt freaking Ryan.
Yeah,
he's a better. His numbers are much better than Eli's will ever be. How could you even worry about if he's a great quarterback? He's a great quarterback. But one thing Falcons fans never talk about, and it's defense. Defense, it helps win football games. When you win the Super Bowl, defense didn't help win that game. Why they don't talk about the defense? You talk about the offense. You have two great wide receivers going to the Hall of Fame, Roddy White. And you have Julio Jones. Calvin Ridley will probably go in the Hall of Fame. Offense is great. We're not worried about the offense. Defense. Come on, guys. When you talk about great football teams, you talk about the Steelers. They're both on both sides of the football, talking about offense and defense. Nobody talks about defense. I've been here 25 years. No one talks about defense. Don't worry about Matt Ryan. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Better than Eli. And Eli is going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate the phone call there, and I totally agree. And that was a point I made a little bit earlier in the show, is that look around the National Football League at 35-plus-year-old quarterbacks. Yeah, Matt Ryan is easy the best of them, because a lot of people want to talk about, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is washed. Matt Ryan is not even close. And the same goes for Eli. Eli's final year, they had to bench him. He was washed. We're still witnessing a very good Matt Ryan, and it's fun to see. All right, let's squeeze in. How many more callers do we have? I want to try to get to everybody here in this segment.
This is going to be our last caller this edition of the Falcons Flyover, and it goes to Austin in Atlanta.
Austin, you're the final caller. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just have to say, with those past callers, I absolutely agree. I mean, it is just shocking how bad Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, I think he hit the hang up button. Okay, that's fair. Okay, I was going to say, I was like, please don't finish up with the callers being rough. No, that's good. Okay, we need to take a break because we're out of time anyway. So the callers were coming after us today. I think we handled it very, very well. I'm proud of us. You know, a little gold star for me and Dylan here on the Falcons Flyover. We're going to take a break. We're going to get into – we're going to come back and wrap the show up. We're also going to go ahead and play a little bit of the interview I had with David Walker about 2.5 hours ago. Walker will react to the Falcons' big win. We will finish up the show as well and hand it off to Nick Kale a little bit later on. Falcons Flyover rolls on. Back in a flash, Sports Radio, 92 in the game. Step right up.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Flyover is on with Thomas Mutz.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, man. Long Falcon flyover today. We've been in 3 hours. Normally, it's a lot shorter than that, but a fun Falcon flyover because the Falcons won, which is great. We had some really good phone calls, which is always great. We didn't have a lot of negative Matt Ryan calls. That's always a plus. We had people calling in about the Carolina Panthers trying to talk some trash, and then the Panthers blew a lead to the Eagles and lost. I mean, bang, 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 bang. Great day overall for the Falcon flyover here. Thomas Mutz, Dylan Matthews, final full-length segment. Here's the deal. We had an interview 2 hours ago with David Walker, editor at The Falcoholic. Great interview breaking down the Falcons' big win. I want to play that for us, and then I'll come up and wrap things up, put a bow on it all, as it's been a really fun day in the National Football League. So the first question I asked David was, very simply, what went right for the Falcons today? Take a listen.
Well, first of all, they played the Jets, which is certainly going to be incredibly helpful. But you can only face the teams that they put against you. And honestly, they, even with a lot of odds stacked against them, they took advantage of it. You know, they used Kyle Pitts masterfully. Patterson was still a huge factor in this game. And that's with the Jets, knowing that those are the two weapons the Falcons were going to focus on. Matt Ryan in particular was incredibly sharp throughout most of the day. And kudos to Arthur Smith for closing out this game the way he should have closed out last week.
How big of a deal is it to see progress, at least offensively, through the first couple of games of the year, right? Because both sides of the football were DOA the first week. The offense was a little bit better week two. I think each week it's gotten better and better and better. And I think that for all the haters of Arthur Smith early on, or maybe not even the haters, just the people who were doubtful of if Arthur Smith had, you know, an offensive genius somewhere hidden inside of him, it's starting to come out a little bit. And I think this offense each week can continue to get better.
Absolutely. And honestly, it was always going to take a little bit of time. You know, Arthur Smith is new, not only as a head coach, he's new to this roster of players. Even in Tennessee, you know, when he took over as offensive coordinator, he was familiar with the guys they had there. He had been there before he took over. Here, he had to get used to these guys, figure out what they did well. And I think we're seeing that development. We're seeing not only him using guys like Kyle Pitts and Patterson better, this offensive line has been improving. The past 2 weeks, they've faced defensive fronts, they're very good, and they have held up in pass protection. Today, they did a good job in run blocking as well. And if you're looking for a positive sign, I think the overall offensive performance was a big step forward for the entire unit.
Cordarrelle Patterson continues to be, I mean, to me, one of the most fun players the Falcons have had in a very long time. Now, I know they have Julio Jones, or they had Julio Jones, they have Calvin Ridley, but just the fact that he is so effective running the football, 4 yards per rush today, but also catching the ball out of the backfield, I kept thinking that maybe like his 3-touchdown performance last week, maybe just a fluke. Like maybe he had one good game or he had a couple of good runs. No, this guy's going to be here the entire year doing what he's done, not only today, but hopefully here in the future. Talk about how the greatness so far of Cordarrelle Patterson.
I tell you what blows my mind is that no NFL team before the Falcons figured out how to use this guy like this. And yet here he is, you know, several years into his career. And Arthur Smith has taken him and turned him into one of the most dynamic weapons in the NFL this year. It was a huge surprise. A lot of people, when he was signed, thought it was a luxury signing, that this guy was, you know, why are we paying a lot of money to a kick returner? And boy, were we all wrong. This has been sort of a breakout season for Patterson, and he has been arguably the most consistent weapon on this offense through the entire season.
How do you view Dean Peeves through the first 5 weeks of the NFL season? First week, terrible. They got obliterated. Second week, terrible. They got obliterated. Third week, they got their first win and only gave up 14 points to the Giants. And we go, okay, maybe they're turning a page. Last week, terrible, 34 points to the Washington football team. It's the Jets, and I know we got to keep saying that, and we're going to keep saying that for the next 2 weeks here because we have the bye week. But do you think that maybe Dean Peeves is figuring things out a little bit, or is the talent defensively not good enough to be consistent week in and week out?
I think you just nailed it. We still have talent issues on defense. And when you take out key guys like Isaiah Oliver, who has really improved from last year to this year in that slot corner position, when you take out guys like that and you have to start turning to young guys, you know, it's going to take time. And these guys are going to make mistakes. They're going to miss tackles. They're going to do the things that, you know, drive you to retire from the game like Dean Pease has done twice. That said, I think they're making progress. It's small steps. You know, we saw Ogundeji clean up a sack today. That's good to see from the rookie. And we did see, you know, Jalen Hawkins, second-year player, get that interception in the game. Richie Grant actually looked fairly good in the snaps he played. I think it's going to be hit or miss for this defense all year, but there are some building blocks, and that's really what I'm looking for from him and from this defense.
Falcons obviously have a bye week coming up. Hopefully they can go ahead and get healthy and get Calvin Ridley back. Russell Gage is going to go ahead and come back with the game plan today. Getting Kyle Pitts the football. I want to stay on him for a second here. And also include Hayden Hurst, who would have had an even better game and not fumbled the football on that catch down by the 5-yard line. This two tight end look that we all said preseason was going to be, you know, one of the most feared tight end groups in the NFL because Kyle Pitts is going to ball out and they still have Hayden Hurst. It's taken a little bit, but this offense coming up here 2 weeks from today after the bye week, if they get Ridley back, if they get Gage back, will finally be at full strength. And they might really start to get in a role here, utilize the two tight end looks that they did today.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, they put up 27 points today. They probably should have put up at least 33, maybe even more. If you do take into account the fumbles by not just Hayden Hurst, but Mike Davis on one of their other drives, it killed that drive and they were in field goal range. So when you factor that in, and even last week with all the drops, 30 points, probably could have scored 40. This is 100% something to build on, and it's with key guys out. Last week they were missing Russell Gage. This week, obviously missing both Ridley and Gage in this one. And again, I go back to the fact that they were going up against a tough defensive front these past 2 weeks, and they held their own. There is a lot to like directionally about where the Falcons are heading, and even just the fact that they've scored now 30 and 27 in back-to-back weeks with key pieces missing. Yeah, I want to see what they look like with the full game plan in place with everyone out there on the field.
I'll finish with this question, let you go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's an interesting next 7 weeks, right? Miami's getting crushed by the Bucs today. I think Miami is going to be, I mean, not, they still have a decent defense, but it's a bad football team. So you get Miami. The Panthers, who are 3-1, they're beating Philadelphia right now, but we're unsure how great the Panthers actually are. Same with to go with the Saints 4 weeks from now, whenever they play them on November 7th. How great are the Saints actually going to be? We know Dallas is good. The Patriots are losing to Texans right now, and you have the Jaguars. To me, the next 7 weeks has a lot of wins mixed in there, regardless of how good or bad people think the Falcons are. I feel very confident this team can at least get to 7 or 8 wins.
Yeah, I think so. And that's honestly the target I sort of had for them going into the season was somewhere close to 500, maybe, you know, just below or just above. And really for a roster that has a lot of depth issues. I love a lot of our starters, but the depth is a problem. For a roster with depth issues that is now dealing with some significant injuries, I still think that is a target for them. And I think that's, you know, because of guys like Matt Ryan and Kyle Pitts finally playing really well, Arthur Smith getting better as a play caller, and this offensive line developing. All of that is, honestly, it's promising for the long term. And I think, you know, this was probably not going to be a playoff team in 2021, but if you're looking towards 2022 and these trends continue, that 2022 season looks a lot more promising than it did a couple weeks ago.
Falcons will be on the bye week this coming week as they will not be playing any football. And we, of course, will not have a Falcons flyover. But the following week at Miami on October 24th, looking forward to that one. David, we're out of time here. I appreciate you taking some time here on a Sunday. Big Falcons win. Fun to talk about it.
It sure is. Good to be with you, Thomas.
Always appreciate David Walker coming on. That was from earlier on our 3-hour edition of the Falcons flyover as we're about to wrap things up here. Listen, regardless of what happens going forward, they're trending in the right direction. And that's all you could really have asked for after the terrible first start to the season. They're 2-3. They get a win in 2 weeks after the bye week. They're 3-3. They get healthy during the bye week. And who knows? Anything's possible right now with these Atlanta Falcons. Couple of final scores here as we go ahead and wrap up this edition of the Falcons Flyover. Packers winners in OT. There were 5 missed field goals through the final, 10 minutes of that football game, going back to the fourth quarter. The Lions blew a chance to win a game against the Vikings. They're 0-5. Vikings win that 17 or 19-17. Steelers winners at home today, 27-19. Bucks winners at home today, 45-17. The Saints pulled one out. Jameis Winston had a Hail Mary to end the first half and a touchdown to end the second half as he throws four in a 33-22 win over the Washington football team. The Panthers lost today. Hint, hint, Panther fans. Eagles winners 21-18 as they did a block punt and a really good fourth quarter by Jalen Hurts to win that one to go to 2-3. Tennessee winners on the road in Jacksonville. Jags have lost 20 in a row as they lose 19-37. Patriots come back from behind and win against the Texans 25-22. And now your late games that are underway have the Raiders down 7-3 to the Bears. Chargers up 13-10 on the Browns. The Giants are down 3-0 on the Cowboys, and the Cardinals are up 7-0 on Trey Lance and the San Francisco 49ers. There are your final scores and the late game scores in progress. I'm sure Nick Cale coming up here in about 9 minutes will update you guys on the 4 o'clock kickoffs as his show progresses. So Cale comes on next. He'll be live until 7:30. Then the NFL Sunday to give you a full recap of everything that happened today. And then it'll get into NFL Sunday Night Football, which you'll hear here as it is the Buffalo Bills taking on the Kansas City Chiefs on the road in Arrowhead Stadium. That Buffalo offense, I bet that game. I'm betting the Bills to win. I think it's going to be a pretty darn good game. Dylan, let's wrap this show up. Listen, great win today. I feel good. I think you do too.
Yes, I feel great today too. Sorry, I was talking to Caleb Johnson for a second. But no, great win. Always good going into the bye week with a W. And I mean, this is the momentum you need. Now you got to go take care of business in 2 weeks in Miami. Go have you some fun in Florida. Kyle Pitts, he's a Florida boy. Hopefully we get another, you know, double digit reception and 100-plus yard game and a couple of touchdowns out of him as well. So we got to do what we got to do. On the right track. Now we got to keep building upon this. The one thing I do like what I've been seeing from the Atlanta Falcons is, you know, defensively we've been inconsistent. We got to, you know, make sure we're consistent. You talked about that with David Walker. But offensively, I felt like we have gotten better every single week offensively. Now, I know we had some turnovers today, a couple of fumbles. I think we'll get that shaping up and shaped out. But the offense as a whole has looked better every single week, and that is good. Now, we just got to get the defense on that same trend. You know, they've been inconsistent here and there. But they've done a fairly nice job, all things considered, when you think about, you know, they've gone against the Tampa Bay offense. You know, the Washington football team offense isn't that great, but I mean, you know, Taylor Heineke is a mobile quarterback, and they kind of adjusted things when they took on another mobile quarterback in the rookie Zach Wilson. So we're trending in the right direction. That's the good part about it. That's the moral of the story. So I'm liking where we're heading. Hopefully we keep up the momentum.
Couldn't have said it better. Trending in the right direction. A positive Falcon Flyover day. A lot of fun overall. I appreciate all the phone callers, minus the Panther fans. I appreciate Dylan Matthews for producing. We're off next week. I'll be on during the Saturday Ready or Mod, so tune into that 6 to 9 a.m. But off next week is the bye week. Back in 2 weeks. Let's get to 3-3, baby. Let's do it. Falcons winners today. Love saying that. For Dylan Matthews, I'm Thomas Mott. Nick Cale's up next. We sign off. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.